Okay, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day. It's a Thanksgiving, but every day to us, Lord, is a Thanksgiving because we're always thankful that we're under your umbrella. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that for all the things that you've done for us and through us. And Lord, we just praise you for what you're going to do too. Don't know what's coming, but we know that whatever it is, it's going to be a blessing. Thank you, Lord, for your word, the standard by which we live by. And Lord, it has all kinds of good stuff in there to feast on. And that's, it's all of that hidden manna that we get to get in there and peel back the layers and see the things that you've got for us. And it's just awesome time with you when we get in there. And we thank you so much, Father, for allowing us the benefits of being able to reach in and dig in and find out those little nuggets of truth that you have throughout the whole word. And we praise you for tonight, Lord. We thank you that tonight we're just going to lift up our praise to you tonight, Father, for all the wonderful things you've done for us. And we thank you that you are our Father, Lord. You're the one that takes care of us. You're our shepherd. And we thank you, Father, for herding us in there and doing the things that we need, that you need to do to get us ready for this great awakening that's right on the horizon, it seems as though. And we thank you for it, Father. We hope, Lord, that we pray, Lord, that tonight will be a blessing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.
Amen.
All right. Hey, has anybody got a prayer request? Hi, Leon. Anybody? Hi, Charlotte. Anybody got a prayer request? Joe, Britt, what is going on, brother? Down south.
I'm not complaining, but I'm busy writing you an email on a few things, but not complaining. God is good to us, and he's working with us, so.
Okay. I didn't catch all of it, but I caught some of it, and I think I got the gist of it. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Lord, we just ask that you bless Joe and Nora down there in South Africa, Lord. We thank you for a mighty blessing this day. They got a new day coming. We're ending an old day. And Father, we thank you for blessing Joe and Nora in Jesus' name. Hey, Andrew. Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, Leon.
I got a little testimony. I came to Madisonville from Fayetteville, Tennessee, which is about 3 hours away. And I got a friend over in Fayetteville that I talked to. She's maybe a couple of years older than me, maybe four or something like that. Anyway, she's in her 70s. But I called her the other night with some information on some stuff that might help her. She's got all kinds of problems. We were talking about all of her maladies, and she was saying that I prayed for her sometime earlier in the year, and I think it was about her feet, and she was healed in her feet. And when she went back to the doctor, he was amazed at that. So that's a blessing in itself. But then we talked about some of her other maladies, and so we prayed about that as well. And we're just hoping that that comes to fruition. I'm believing that it is. I believe she's believing that it is as well. So I want to thank you, Lord, for healing her for one thing, but she's got several other things that we prayed about, and we're believing that it's going to be healed and taken away, and she's going to get much relief from all of this. So thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Charlotte says she's from Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Do you hear?
I grew up in Fayetteville, Tennessee, in Lincoln County, around Park City.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Harms community. Well, amen.
Pat lives in Park City, so the lady I was just talking about.
I'd be from Arkansas.
Where's Charlotte from now?
I'm in South Carolina now.
Okay.
Yeah, my mother worked at Scoville for a while, and then she bought the credit bureau in Lewisburg, Tennessee. And then we moved from Park City to Lewisburg.
Amen.
I'm familiar with all those locations.
Charlotte, me and you, the only one on here that ain't got an accent.
Isn't that the truth, sir?
I'm telling you, I don't know where all the rest of these folks come from. But they're me and you, the only one that ain't got an accent. Praise the Lord. All right. Who's next? What about a testimony or a praise report? I got a praise report. Amen. Yeah. We had Thanksgiving dinner today. Praise the Lord, and it was good. Glory to God. I'm telling you what, there was so much food, y'all. We could have fed China, I believe. But, boy, it was good. It was so good. And that's my testimony. And, by the way, there were actually 3 pecan pies there today. Three. I ain't counting the 2 I got in the mail. 3 of them.
Were any of them Cairo pecan pies?
Yeah. I think 2 of them were.
What is Cairo pecan pie?
Well, you being from California, I understand. Cairo, K-A-R-O, is a syrup, and it's made from that syrup. Cairo, you know, you get syrup. You know that white syrup, yes. And you get dark, you get a brown syrup.
Yeah.
Most of them are made out of the white syrup, but some make them out of the brown syrup, and that's fine. It tastes the same. They good.
Real sweet.
Yeah. Pecans is kind of like bacon. You put pecans in anything, makes it taste good. You know what I'm saying? You put bacon in anything, it makes it taste good. So there you go. Praise the Lord. You put bologna on anything. No. I won't go that far. All right. Anybody else?
I have a testimony, a healing testimony.
Okay.
I thought something was wrong with my eyes again, and we went to the eye doctor, and it turned out I had the wrong reading glasses. The Lord had healed my right eye, and I went from contacts and reading glasses. I went from a 5.50 and a 4.75 to a 4.50 and a 3.50, and praise God, when I got back this last time from the eye doctor, it was a 4.0 and a 3.25. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anybody else? Thank you, Lord, to heal her eyes completely in Jesus' name. Well, she won't have to wear them glasses. I got so tired of picking them things up off the ground when I bent over. Did y'all ever do that? Bend over and your glasses just fall off your face? I said, this has got to stop. And then I heard David's testimony about him getting his eyes healed. I said, Lord, you did it for him. You can do it for me. He did. I do, and I don't. Go ahead, Leon.
The other day when we were working on my tailpipe on the my truck, trying to get the tailpipe up, and I was crawling around underneath the truck, and all of a sudden there was something in my sleeve of my coat. I could feel it like that, and it was my glasses that had come out of my pocket and was going down my sleeve.
Well, praise God. Praise God you didn't break them.
Yeah. Well, they're only a dollar glasses. I buy them at the Dollar Tree for a buck.
Oh, here. Okay.
I used to break the $10 ones, but these never break. Because they're only a buck. So.
Well, I hear you, man. I know $10, that's the high end there.
Yeah. The high end stuff. I wonder what Charlotte paid for those new glasses.
I don't know. Mine won't. Go ahead.
Actually, 2020 did a report several years ago about glass prescription glasses and so forth, and they compared the dollar glasses, the Dollar Tree, to prescription glasses, and they found that the Dollar Tree were more true to the prescription than getting prescription glasses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you just take and get the one that works, huh? You just pick them up and put them on your face and tell the one that works, that worked? Yeah, okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
She's got two different prescriptions for her glasses, so they're different. She couldn't just wear one like I wear, but I'm assuming other people are like that too. They got different strengths in their eyes, but I can just get those and I'm fine.
Amen. I got a NIV little pocket Bible that looks like the font's about a 2, you know, and I got it out the other day just to see if I could read it. I think it's something like a 6 or something like that, a 5 or 6 or somewhere around it. And I could read that thing. Believe it or not, I could read it. And I said, well, praise God. So I put it back up on the shelf. We'll try it again next year. It's a pretty little old thing. It's about that big, you know, like that Bible. You could stick it in your pocket, back pocket, I guess. Okay, anybody else? I didn't tell you about that magnifying glass I had on top of it, did I? I didn't say nothing about that, did I? No, I'm kidding. All right. Reading glasses, $12. Ooh, my. Thank you, Lord. What else is going on? Yeah, Andrew.
I ran into someone today.
What for?
Well, I didn't run into him. I was going to work, and he was crossing the street, and I went, that's Danny. And I went, he's the twin of a friend I used to have that was David. This David guy passed away, though. And I talked to him for a while, and I asked him, because we talked about the Lord for a while, and the thing about pre-tribber came up, and I told him I wasn't a pre-tribber, and he said, oh, I'm not a pre-tribber either. So this is the actual only person that I know in Ottawa now that's not a pre-tribber. It was just in passing, so we didn't really talk too much. I don't know if he's a mid-tribber or whatever, so maybe the next time I see him, I'll talk to him more. He's a nice guy, anyway.
Amen.
It's always nice to meet someone out of your past.
Yeah. Can you explain to me how they figure out mid-trib?
I don't know. I don't know that one. The only one I know is the one
Yeah.
you taught me.
Pre-trib. Yeah. I'm sure they do it the same way the pre-tribbers do. They pick a couple of verses and latch on to it, and out they go. All right. Anyone else? All right. What y'all want to do? I've been eating today. I didn't plan nothing.
Michael, I posted a song on the chat.
Okay.
It's the top one there. I thought you were going to do worship music tonight.
Yeah, I was. Okay. I am.
I got one on there anyway.
I got it. I'm copying it. Let me see if I can get it up there. I got to get my bearings here.
Who is the great King of glory? Seated on high. the curse for our freedom. Oh, Jesus, you alone. You rose from death with the morning. You'll come again in your glory. Oh, Jesus, you.
Anybody else?
Well, I got one. It was a good step up from that one.
Okay.
Hezekiah Walker. Unless someone else has something to follow this real worshipful.
Okay. Okay, I got two on the chat there. Let me see if I can get those. Now I'll get. I like Hezekiah Walker too.
About in step with mine.
Okay. This is, make sure I got everything right here. Got to share it. Share. Get it up here and go. Oh, yeah.
Has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With the manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it's sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master calleth them to come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Soon the lamb will take his bride. sight, or to be ever by his side, all the host of heaven will assembled be. Old will be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
Thank you, Lord. That's a foot tapper there, boy, I'm telling you. All right, let's see. Who else? One more here. Julie's got one.